You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The World Series is set. If anyone cares, the Houston Astros will be taking on the Philadelphia Phillies. But game one isn't until this Friday night. The other two series wrapped up so quickly that they already had the schedule in place. But they just have to sit around now for a week.
Just hanging out and rest. Rest up, boys.
I guess. Nuggets are in Portland tonight to play the Trailblazers. And A Basin became the first ski resort to officially open this season in Colorado. One lift and one run. Hey, but it's open.
That's right.
And they said they had people, skiers and boarders, who had lined up. Some people the day before. Some people camped out.
Oh.
So they could be the first on the lift.
I'm just excited because it's a great time to get my skis up on next door. And my boots and my helmet and my ski goggles. I think it's time to get rid of them.
I'd like to know what you get for those, too.
Me, too. Buddy. I got to do a little research first.
Dwayne Johnson's movie Black Adam led the box office this weekend, but only with $67 million, far lower than they expected, Jer-Bear.
Talked to about three people that saw it this weekend, and they loved it. They said it was really good, and I don't want to spoil anything, but they said the ending was the best part, not because the movie was over, but there's a huge cameo at the end of the movie, and everyone in the theater was like, "Aah!"
If that's what it takes, if it takes a gimmick, but your friends are on the outside looking in because the reviews from everyone, including Rotten Tomatoes, have been horrific.
Really?
Yeah, I only got 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, and audience surveys coming out of the theater also didn't rate it very highly.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm surprised, because you would think with like a comic book movie like this that it would have like a thoughtful plot and terrific writing. So. You have a hard time remembering people's names. There's a couple of memory experts who have come out and said, here's your trick. Because you and I have talked about this a lot. We meet somebody at a party or one of our events, and 90 seconds later, you're like, crap, I don't remember their name.
I have no idea who they are.
The trick is to take their name and create a mental entertaining. It's got to be entertaining, an entertaining mental picture of them. And put something in that mental picture that makes you think of their name. For example, the example they used is if you meet someone named Ross, you're supposed to picture him, this guy, not the character from Friends, but you're supposed to picture this guy in the apartment from Friends. And then the next time you see him, you will associate that memory with him and you'll remember his name is Joey. No, I'm sorry, Ross.
Ross.
That's a joke.
Oh, joking. I got it. What do you do with like Brandon's? Give me a Brandon. Give me a Brandon scenario.
I guess you would take... Who was that actor from The Mummy? Brandon Fraser?
Brendan. Oh, different. Oh, different. Crap. Different B. Yeah. I got nothing for Brandon. How about Eric? Sheila. I got nothing. They make it sound easy. But it's actually quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that I would meet the person, all right? And as soon as they said, hi, my name is Sheila, and then they could say over the next 30 seconds they could be talking to me, but I'm not hearing it.
Correct.
Because I'm racking my brain trying to come up with a name to remember Sheila.
You're trying to place her in some sort of scenario, yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing. That's a dumb story. That's full of holes.
You know, we talked about Blake Shelton quitting The Voice. Now there's all sorts of talk that Gwen Stefani pressured him into quitting the show. This insider says that his very busy schedule, Jeremy, has been an issue since the couple got married.
He's a busy
guy. They can't even agree where to live.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Listen, we've said it a million times on the show. Two big celebrities getting together and getting married is rarely a good idea. It works out one out of every, 30?
Yeah, and maybe he's just seeing what's going on with Tom Brady and Giselle when she wanted him to quit, you know, Tom to quit. Now they're breaking up, so Blake doesn't want that to happen.
Are you a perfectionist? According to a survey, a third of Americans consider themselves to be a perfectionist, and another 13% think they might be. We're tiptoeing up to almost half of Americans who think they either are or might be a perfectionist. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? They also asked people what they thought of that, and half of Americans think it's a good thing.
It's probably a good thing.
32% though say it's a bad quality to have.
Well, it might stress you out, give you anxiety if you're trying to be too perfect at everything.
I agree with that.
You know, you're not going to be a perfect parent or a perfect employee.
I always think of myself as a perfectionist. I've backed off of that a bit over the last few years, but the difficulty is not in the person who's the perfectionist. The difficulty is with the people around them. And they even asked people that, and they found that half of people say they do get along with perfectionists. And I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I had to laugh. Because, yeah, 50% say they get along great with perfectionists. It's because the perfectionist is probably doing a lot of your job for you.
Right, and staying on you and reminding you to do things. And
or just doing it since you don't, you're not taking it seriously. Yeah. Oh, I love working with perfectionists. They do my work.
It's like working with Josh. He's thankful for me.
22% said they do not work well with perfectionists, for whatever that's worth. All right, what else is trending?
It's National Bologna Day. I have not had bologna in easily 30 years. And my big question today is who is eating that? Who is eating bologna?
Great question.
It's
I don't know.
Foul. It is so bad for you. But anyway, there's a day dedicated to it. So if you want yourself a bologna sandwich, today's the day to do it. Some other food is trending this morning. A big turkey shortage for Thanksgiving this year. Turkeys could cost you twice as much as last year. They say turkey prices crashed in 2019 because farmers basically stopped raising so many because of the pandemic. And then, of course, the pandemic piled onto that shortage. Inflation, you know, the feed, the fuel, the labor, that's making them worse. And then there's that, is it called avian flu? That's up right now with birds, so that's killing off some turkeys. So it might be a good year to try a different dish for Thanksgiving.
Here,
a nice
here.
Thanksgiving stroganoff or something.
I don't care for turkey at all, so this doesn't bother me a bit.
Isn't it so dry? Ugh. Or the Thanksgiving lasagna. You've preached about that for years, right? Have a lasagna, for God's sake. This is kind of a weird story. There's a startup in Russia. It's offering to bury people alive and dig them back up just to see what it's like. The story says it's supposed to give you a renewed lust for life. Comes with a full fake funeral. And it's going to be $57,000 for you to do this. So you go in there. I guess you're laying in your casket. They're doing the funeral. They close it up and then they bury you. And I guess there's oxygen in there or something. And then they dig you back up, and it's supposed to make you appreciate life a little bit more. There's also an online funeral option that's only $15,000. It is also supposed to offer divine healing, stress therapy for fears and anxiety, and help you close chapters in your life. So, I don't know. I kind of see where they're going with this. It's fairly shocking, probably, to see and hear your own funeral. And maybe it'll change the way you think. The silver lining on this is when you pay that $57,000, you get to keep your coffin as a souvenir. So you can just kind of tuck that back in the garage and hold on to it for when the day actually comes. Because those are not cheap.
You know, if this becomes a hit, I'm going to offer a competing business. I'm only going to charge $37,000.
Right, I know.
I'll undercut them.
Get a Groupon out there for it or something.
I'll happily
bury
somebody. I don't care.
This really shouldn't come as a surprise. Friday afternoon, Tay-Tay released her Midnight album. It was like at midnight or whatever. She's already broken a couple Spotify records for the most streamed album in a single day. And she also became the most streamed artist in a single day on the big old Spotify. So people are excited about new Tay-Tay music. Did you get on and listen to the whole album yet, Dom?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, me either. I don't think I'm going
to
do
her.
It. Good for her. Good for her. She's got all of her Swifties that are excited. New Apple update today. If anyone is interested, they're touting something called clean energy charging, whatever that is. There's new sharing options for iCloud and Apple Wallet. And then they're really promoting this feature. On the lock screen now, they're going to be able to deliver live data to you, and they're pushing sports scores. So you're going to be able to just sit there, look at your phone, and see sports scores live as they come in. So that's kind of cool. And then this story this morning about Reddit. Reddit came up with 75 things annoying people say. This might be a bigger topic here. Let me give you some of the biggies on here. Let's agree to disagree. Must be nice. Sorry, not sorry. And then, of course, my personal favorite, Dom, live, laugh, love.
You know how I feel about those signs.
Oh, dude. My God. They're so annoying. Oh, I'll give you one more. That's my truth. I'm just speaking my truth, okay? Yeah, so there's a whole list of them.
You mentioned that one. It's the one you and I would always hear when we were leaving at 11:30 or 12.
Must be nice.
Oh,
shut up. And then, let's unpack that's on there, too. I hate that one. Let's unpack that. Ugh, God.
I think this is a bigger topic.
It might be a bigger topic. So, here's your Fat America. The McRib is back at Mickey D's now through November 20th for anyone that's interested. Blah. All right, let's do clickbait, Dom.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a link on there to videos and pictures because after 600 entries and three rounds of voting, a winner has been crowned in the 2022 USA Mullet Championships. Scott Salvador from Stillwater, New York was announced as the tournament's winner, Dom, and he's got pictures all over the social today.
How's it look?
When he's referring to his flow, he calls it, quote, the Lord's drapes, Dom. It's the Lord's drapes. And he looks pretty good, actually. It's like a pretty epic mullet. So check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.